you can see how Krishna is thinking about Radha. Radha is in the house, Radha is in the forest. Her glory stands on the tip of Krishna's tongue. He goes to the forest of Vrindavan, declaring himself to be a messenger and a chokidar of Radha's kingdom. And before his eyes he sees nothing than Krishna. It's very, very interesting. Radharani's eyes are blue because she sees nothing than Krishna. And Krishna's eyes must be having golden sparks because he sees Radha always before his eyes. A very wonderful verse. So I would like to sing now the Damodarashtakam with you. We have started singing Radha's glories, and this has totally pleased Krishna. Now we will sing Krishna's glories, and that will please totally Radha. It is so we will read in the month of Kartik from this work Bhavana Sara Sangraha. Bhavana means devotional feelings. And I would like to give you the translation of this word, what it means. Bhavana Sara means the ultimate meditations, and a Sangraha means a collection. So this is a collection, Sangraha, of Bhavana Sara, the ultimate meditations. We will read about the Sayana Leela, that is pastimes which take place during the dusk. This period starts at 6 o'clock and lasts till 8:24. So this work is written in such a way that you first hear about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes during this period. Raghunath Das Goswami, in his guidebook Mana Shiksha, Instructions to the Mind, writes in the second verse of his work how we should meditate about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we should meditate about Guru Gauranga, really. The spiritual master is someone who is very dear to Lord Krishna and whom Krishna has sent to help us advance. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the son of Sachi, who has appeared to give what no other incarnation has previously given, that is the unlimited rasa-filled pastimes. So we really go into the Radha and Krishna Leela through Guru Gauranga worship as Gaudiyas. But I think in this work the obeisances are given once to the Guru, because that's understood that the disciple will do this. The work starts with a verse, Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jananjala Salakaya. And then it's always Gauranga's pastime during the Shayana Leela. The Guru has no other pastime than to meditate about Gaura. His pastimes are not related to the Ashtakaliya Leela. So therefore, he's not separately mentioned, but implicitly mentioned. So, let us start this work by offering our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Askatyare Satarine Om Aganati Mirandasya Jananjala Shalakaya Shakshun Militam Jainaye Tasmai Sri Gutahinam. After bathing and eating, Gaurachandra, filled with prema as he meditated on Radha Govinda. Gauranga then went out and performed Sankirtan with his confidential associates while dramatizing the dust pastimes of Radha Govinda. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did Sankirtan, he often enacted the pastimes of the Lord as gestures. It was an emotional-filled Sankirtan. He would, for instance, wave the Lord to come. There was a gesture. Sometimes he would place his left hand on his hip and his right hand like this, which was a gesture of joyous welcome. So he dramatized the dust pastimes of Radha Govinda. He enacted them. Gaurasunda drenched himself in Braja Bhava. His long hair stood erect like the stamens of a kadamba flower. Imagine this long hair. Amazing. And his tears flowed like the river Ganga. Ooh, we just saw the Ganga. It's very forceful. The Ganga comes. As he roared the holy names of the Lord in ecstatic love. So this is how we enter this meditation. We see Lord Chaitanya in Sankirtan dramatizing the pastimes which we will soon hear about while he immerses himself in Braj Bhava with long hair standing and tears flowing like the Ganga. So then the next verse comes. It's a summary of what will now be fluffed out before us, like maybe a cotton cushion is very firmly condensed of cotton, and then you can open it and the cotton can flow in an area of 100 meters. So we will now see the condensed cotton cushion of the pastime, and then Siddha Krishna Das will open this and the pastimes will float all over Govindakund. You will see. At dusk, Radha sent some sakis to Nandagram with sweets for Krishna's dinner. The sakis returned and pleased Radha by bringing remnants from Krishna's meals and news of what he had just done. Radha happily ate these remnants along with her dear companions. Meanwhile, you know, when Radharani was eating, with her dear companions in Yavat, Govinda bathed and dressed in charming attire. What is the dress which Krishna dressed?
Gold.
Yes, anyone else? Gold. Yeah, this is not necessary. There are different dresses. Usually he dresses for sure in a golden dhoti because he will go out, and this yellow golden dhoti will look like a flesh contrasting his dark body. Sometimes he dresses in a turban. Mother Yashoda pampered him with excessive motherly love. Krishna milked the cows, so he goes first to the cows, and frolicked with his friends. Returning to the palace, Krishna relished the evening meal with his relatives. May we always remember the dusk pastimes of Radha Govinda. So now the meditation. This is how the meditation will run. This is the general outline. Radha sends Sakis to Nandagram with sweets for Krishna's dinner. What sweet has Radha prepared?
Dilika Ladus.
Sandesh. Everybody lists his or her favorite. No, it's the Manohara Ladu. The Manohara. It's Manohara. It can fill the mind of Krishna. It is extremely special. It has some Sandesh outside, and then Ranga Devi, you were amazingly correct. And then it has something brown inside, which you have to bite through the sandesh. And once you have pierced the sandesh, once Krishna has pierced the sandesh, a powerful brownish sweet inside will explode on his palate. Different pleasure. It's very strong. So then the Sakis returned. They bring Radharani's Krishna's remnants and more than anything news of his activities, and Radha happily eats this with the Sakis. So then Krishna gets a bath and the little servants, boys, are there, and they joke, and some little gopis are also there, and the mother Yashoda sees Krishna freshly bathed and dressed, and is so motherly that she just bathes him with her love by placing him on her lap, and as she does so, milk starts flowing from her breasts. And Krishna then quickly runs out. Mother, I must go. And runs to the cows with his friends. And then, after having done some more cow seva, Krishna relished his evening meal with his relatives. I just was in a temple where there were cows, my dear devotees. Somehow, if we can inspire Dimandu Prabhu to get a cow inside here, this would be the best. It really changes the atmosphere. I mean, really. It makes a profound difference. You really feel that when the cow is there, you feel really amazing. Maybe one cow would like to come. We can maybe borrow one cow from a goshala. Why not? And we can We can feed her. We can buy grass. Why not? And we can milk him. I also know milking very well. Why not? And we can do this cow seva during the month of Kartik. That would be wonderful. No, I'm not joking. Maybe Bhagavati, you can inquire into this. You can put the cow there in the court, and she can freely be with us. We can chant, and the cow can do what the cow wants to.
Be well fed.
Yeah, no. We would buy grass. We are from a rich country.
You know, I would not believe.
He had nuggets already. Cow better.
Cow is better. So now let us start thinking about Krishna. The attractive features of Krishna. One evening, the ladies from the heavenly planets were riding in their airplanes, and as the airplanes hovered over Braj, they were conversing amongst themselves. Oh friend, look down! Since Krishna and the sun planet are both effulgent and friendly to the lotuses, the Creator has placed them on a scale to compare them. Krishna resides on earth, but the tawny sun has risen in the sky because he is insignificant in comparison. Whenever two things are weighted, the heavier item goes down and the lighter one rises. O friend, the Creator has shown his foolishness by comparing them. Is there anyone who would compare a mustard seed to gold? Do you understand the analogy? The Creator was not sure what is more beautiful, the sun or Krishna. So he has put them on a scale, and Krishna immediately went down on the earth. And the sun, which is so light in comparison, it's not so substantial as Krishna, went up in the sky, and now is there a little... The comparison is also there. The evening sun is a little reddish, so the sun is red with feeling so ashamed that the sun was compared with Krishna. You understand? It is highly poetical, at least. Oh friend, the Creator is so foolish that he compares dissimilar objects. The sun shines in the day, but Krishna shines in the day and in the night. The sun is merely seen by the eyes, but when Krishna is seen, he causes tears of joy to pour from the eyes. When you see the sun, you just see it. But when you see Krishna, you see Krishna plus there is a shower of tears in the eyes. So how much more beautiful Krishna is. The sun reveals Varnashram Dharma to humans. But that's only Varnashram. Krishna reveals Prema Dharma to all moving and non-moving creatures. The sun has harsh rays. Kara means harsh. But Krishna's gentle rays are like an ocean of sweetness. You may ask, what are Krishna's indents, like the holes of the flute, they are So Krishna's heads are unlimitedly more soft than the harsh rays of the sun. The sun has thousands of bull or rays. It has millions of bull or cows. The sun only removes the material darkness, but Krishna removes the darkness. The sun's beauty is often covered by the clouds, whereas Krishna's beauty exceeds that of a cloud. So the cloud can often cover the sun, but Krishna can never be covered by that, by anything. He always defeats any sort of covering. A name only can the sun remove the Chakravaka couple's fear of separation at sunset by touching them with his Kara's rays. Krishna, however, easily removes the gopis' pangs of separation by placing his hands on them. See, when you know when it gets dark, the Chakravaka couples can't meet any longer. They always miss each other. They run past each other and attempt to find themselves. The sun can't avoid that. But Krishna removes the separation. During the day, the sun blesses the earth with auspiciousness. With the touch of his lotus feet and his transcendental pastimes, however, Krishna brings auspiciousness to the earth both day and night. Sun is there during the day, but Krishna is there with his pastimes, which gives auspiciousness to all of us. At the end of the day, the sun goes to satisfy the western direction. Krishna, who's a mind of incomparable qualities, returns home at dusk to satisfy the desire on the shoulder, and thus disappears from the Vrindavan see a very, very beautiful pastime. They see how Krishna has returned with all his millions of cows to Nanda and Yashoda Bhavan. That was in the previous time. Let me see, Apara Nalila. Krishna had returned home, and this is very, very, very beautiful scene. Mother Earth felt like crying because the hooves of the cows were splitting the earth. But when the feet walked over the moon, but then, this is the point here, and then Krishna had given so much pleasure to the earth and so much pleasure to the demigoddesses who were in their vimanas, you know, over Govinda couldn't defend them. They were watching the lake. They came home. So while the demigod is spoke about Krishna as being infinitely more beautiful than the sun, the sun actually is everything. Now, ordinarily, when someone talks about us and says, Ananda Mittal is so much better than Sachinanda Swami, I would feel super envious of Ananda Mittal. But the sun took it as nectar. As Syama stood at the time, the demigod was living in the sky, shouting with power. Take some flowers. Then they take the flowers. But before they can throw the flowers, they cry, and the flowers come raining down on Krishna, moistened with their tears. So such a, just please see the scene before your when Krishna glanced upward, who threw the flowers with the tears? The Braja gopis standing on the rooftops of the palaces thought Krishna was looking at them. Trembling in delight, they praised their good fortune. There is no fault in this, for sometimes the innocence of young girls creates bliss in their hearts. You know, so they thought Krishna was looking at them, but Krishna was looking towards the flowers which were raining down. But of course we know that Krishna had inspired the demigoddesses to throw the flowers down and so on. The sun, on the other hand, sank into the salt water ocean as a penance to attain Krishna's darshan once again. Entering Nanda's palace, Krishna submerged himself in the nectar ocean of his parents' love. Now the sun goes into another ocean, the salt water ocean, where he does penances. Meanwhile, Radha burned in the fever of Krishna's separation. The Sakis tried to relieve Radha with applications of cooling camphor, sandalwood paste, fragrant ushira grass, fresh leaves, water lilies, and lotus pollen. But it was useless. Radharani was burning in the fever of separation, but she could not be cooled even with camphor, sandalwood paste, fragrant ushira grass, fresh leaves, water lilies, and lotus pollen. These are all cooling things. Tulasi Manjari, all of a sudden, unexpectedly, arrived from Nandishwara. On Lalita's instruction, Tulasi sprinkled Radha's ears with drops of nectar in the form of Krishna Leela. So this is now, this is how, where our reading ends for today. It ends with Radharani being totally eager for Krishna, Starshan. And we will most probably hear that she gets the darshan. I don't know if this is already, that Krishna will do a lot of things. He will eat, he will milk the cows, then he will go in enter the public assembly for jokes and play, there will be still some time before the divine couple meets. So Radharani will get water lilies and lotus pollen and sandalwood paste for quite some time. Hare Krishna. Come for more tomorrow. Hare Krishna.
Would you
need
another bookmark?
Yeah. I can use it. Yeah. You can just end this by a wonderful verse. You must hear this, Ananda Nitai. This verse is the best verse.
Javavadiya Kanchalita Nirmala Prema Viya Mahat Viyapi Kamyate Kimapi Yatra Tanam Janu Kreta Dragu Jana Api Vrajavane Sitir Meyaya Kripam Kripanagaminam Sadasino mi tamevavam.
I continue experience. This path is always directed to the most fallen, has given me the good fortune of living in Sri Vrindavan, where the great prayer-filled devotees like Sri Uddhava, in need of servitorship, desire to fulfill the root of jhas or aversion. So, the mercy of Radha Krishna can come to Vrindavan Dham, and it's so nicely described. In Vrindavan Dham, we can hope to get love of Krishna in our heart. Even a great soul like Uddhava wishes to reside in Vrindavan, and he is so humble, he doesn't feel he should stay at Govinda Kund in a human form. He is satisfied if he is a little bush, a little grass, just out there in the fields of Braj, because it is there that the dearest devotees of Krishna, the gopis, walk by with the dust from their lotus feet, which is one of the ways where you can get love of Godhead. You get it through the dust of a great personality. You get it through the water which he has drunken, the remnants of the meals, and the dust from his feet. So it's amazing when we came here, Muni Manjari poured the water on the feet and then took her hair and washed and dried the feet and the water. It is very, very. And then she pointed to the Matajis, they should do the same. Did you notice? And the Matajis were freezing in a cultural shock, you know. But yes, this is done. And the Matajis did very well, because I'm not a great personality, so that's very good that they didn't do it. But the idea is we get the love of Godhead through the dust from the lotus feet of and that's why Uddhava wants to stay in in Vrindavan as a bush, as a kariba, to get the dust from the lotus feet of the gopis. Crushed. Thank you very much. This is very... I prayed the whole prayer already. Sri Govinda Kunki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Damodha Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Kanayala Ki Jai.